From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. A unique venue for the Roanoke Baroque concerts this Saturday and Sunday at the Science Museum of Western Virginia in the Eye Planetarium. 2 one-hour shows both days. Tickets are available in advance on the museum's website. Michael Schoschberger is artistic director for Roanoke Baroque.
There is a small stage at the bottom of that, just right for a Baroque orchestra. And we are going to be presenting the music of the sons of Johann Sebastian Bach and some of George Friedrich Handel in that space. And while we perform the music, we'll be projecting on the dome of the eye the palaces and gardens in which the composers worked and composed and shared their music.
A free Shakespeare Masterclass acting workshop with Mill Mountain Theater this Saturday from 9 to noon on the Waldron stage for ages youth to adult. The Grandin Film Lab has a casting call and auditions February 26th and 27th, seeking actors of all ages and experience levels for a number of student-produced features. See the Grandin Theater website for more. On exhibit now at the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum on the Hollins University campus through April 13th, the 2024 Artist-in-Residence Rita Kohler's show, Glitch Mommy, 40 Days and 40 Nights, multimedia art that addresses various issues. Jessica Ambler is the museum's new director.
She is incredible. The work is very powerful. Her journey through the adoption process and sort of the things that did not happen and in a sort of contemplation about that process, but told through fairy tales.
There's a reception and lecture with Rita Kohler at Hollins next Thursday, the 27th at 6 p.m. Opening night next Thursday night, the 27th, at Showtimers Community Theater, Almost Maine. 9 vignettes about falling in and out of love as the magical northern lights hover above the town. Nathan Bradley is the director of Almost Maine.
They're all different relationships. They're showing different stages of relationships. Some relationships are just forming. Some relationships are getting to the next stage. Some relationships are ending. It hits on all of those elements of different relationships.
This Thursday at the Gainsborough Library, a Black History Month celebration of Charlene Graves' painting African Mosaic to be displayed in the library beginning next week, followed by a 6 p.m. lecture this Thursday on the Hollins Community Memory Project, research into history of families from the Hollins community whose ancestors were enslaved by Hollins University's founder and those associated with the school. The Montgomery Museum of Art and History holds a Please Touch workshop this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Designed for seniors with memory issues using art and different textured materials. It's also for those who want to create art for those seniors. Sue Hossack from the Montgomery Museum in Christiansburg with WDBJ 7.
For the people in the memory care unit, they're not supposed to touch and everything. So we're doing a separate set of art with textures. They're allowed to touch it. We want them to touch it. And we're having some workshops to help people create art like this.
The Dirty Grass Players at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. 4 bands headlined by Water Culture at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. The Bourbon and Bacon fundraising event at the Taubman Museum of Art is this Friday. And Roanoke College presents its 7th annual international film series, co-presented by Hollins University. This year's theme is Truth and Lies, this Sunday at 2 p.m., also at the Taubman Museum. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Cindy Peterson, Executive Director of the Taubman Museum of Art. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. As the largest art museum in Southwest Virginia and with free general admission, the Taubman Museum offers art-based discovery, learning, and enjoyment for all ages. Learn more at taubmanmuseum.org.